Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Oregon Davis, home of the Bobcats, as the Lady Bobcats host your Rochester Lady Zebras here tonight. The Zebras coming in with a record of 3-2, coming off of a win at Southwood, 49-39 on a Saturday night. Oregon Davis, 2-3. Their last outing was back on December the 5th. So that was 3 days ago. They lost in overtime to Morgan Township, 66-60. Randy Wendt, Justin Bach joins us now. And Justin, the last time the Lady Zebras were here, 2011 and 12, and they lost a tough one, 69-43, to the hands of the Oregon Davis Lady Bobcats. And the next year, 2012 and 13, Oregon Davis came to Rochester and lost a tough one there. But only time the two teams have met in recent history.
Yep, and this one is a an add-on because of COVID, and you know it's a good add-on. You know, they're right up the road, great program. Coach Minix has been here a long time,
28 years,
two-time state champ. It's always good to play, be playing. It doesn't, doesn't matter who we play. Let's put the tennis shoes on and let's go, because right now every game is precious, and we just want to play. And Coach Jennings wants to get his girls out there, get a look at whoever we can play, get some practice, because everything is building towards late February in the tournament.
Again, the Zebras coming in after a big win on Saturday. 49-39 at Southwood High School. Not one of their best outings, but they were able to sneak away and get a 10-point win, even with poor free throw shooting and a lot of missed layups.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game where we probably could have won by 20 or more, even though the Hopper girl had a great night for Southwood, and they were shorthanded. But the good thing is you win. So, it's easier to fix those mistakes when you win. And then another bright spot is we had 21 turnovers the other night when we're averaging 28, and everybody's like, well, that's still – seven turnovers is seven possessions in the game where you're getting a chance to score.
Well, and especially in a tight game like that, when it's a 10-point game and, seven possessions, they score on half of those, and you've got even a tighter ball game.
Right, and the stuff that we talked about, and we'll see tonight if they work on it, are things that you can fix. Free throw shooting and layups are things you can fix in practice. The one good thing they're doing is they're playing very good defense this season. I mean, we're long, we're big, we're intense. And it really helps finding, like Coach Malco says about the boys, our identity right now is we're gonna defend you to the last second. And I think Coach Jennings is at the same point. We're going to defend, and we'll fix the offense as the season goes.
Well, defensively, the Zebras right now, defensive average is 54 points a game, offensive 52, so kind of even right there. Now, tonight's game, Oregon Davis, they're averaging 61.4, and defensively, they're holding their opponents to about 45 points a game.
Right, and when you look at it, those big numbers for the Lady Zebras were the big numbers there at the beginning of the season. That number was inflated with North Judson and Northwestern. Since then, they're in the 30s, keeping teams in the 30s. So, I'll take that any day of the week. Defense wins championships. That's a proven fact no matter what sport you're in. we'll see if they can keep that going tonight against another team that's shorthanded, but with a good coach, I don't care how shorthanded you are. If you put five people on the floor, you can play, and you can get a sneak a win.
I asked Coach Jennings this question in the pregame show. You'll hear that coming up here momentarily, but I'm going to ask you the same question. Last time we saw the Lady Zebras in this situation with no JV contest was at Northwestern and really never got off to a great start.
And I don't think outside of the coach's kid there at Northwestern that we didn't match up with them well. I think we matched up with them well. We, like Coach Jennings said that night, we never got off the bus defensively. They were getting backdoor layups whenever they wanted to, and we never made the adjustment. And he knew, and the girls knew what was coming, but we couldn't make it happen. So it's going to be interesting to see tonight. Again, and not a JV game, not your normal routine. You're getting off the bus, you're getting ready, warmed up, and then you're going to tip it and go.
Tonight, again, the Zebras here at Oregon Davis. Last time, again, like we said, 2011 and 12 was the last trip here for the Lady Zebras. We'll talk to Brian Jennings of the Rochester Lady Zebras. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Plaskine Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Alongside now, Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. And coach, last time we talked like this, varsity only contest, the Lady Zebras didn't get off to a very good start, made for a long night.
Yeah, it was kind of a long night. So we kind of approached this one a little bit different. You know, we're kind of saying, hey, we got to take a look at this as a first round Tuesday night sectional game. So, you know, get focused in, get off that bus, get ready, be ready to go. I mean, it's going to be a kind of a small crowd, I would assume, tonight on Tuesday, plus the COVID rules, things like that. So we're going to. It's more of a mental challenge than it is anything else. So hopefully we're ready to go tonight.
It doesn't help that you came off of a not so great game on Saturday night, and you had one day to talk about it and kind of work issues out there.
Yeah, we had a really bad shooting night more than anything, and then you sprinkle in some horrible looking turnovers, still walk away with a 10-point win, shooting, 11 of 31 from the free throw line. You can say it's, lucky to get out of there with a win, but ultimately we did do some decent things if you really break it down, and hopefully we can build off that tonight.
Tonight, the Oregon Davis Bobcats and got a very talented senior in Mercedes Rhodes.
OD has put a lot of talent out through this small 1A school here, and Mercedes will end up being the all-time school's leading scorer, probably over 2,000 career points. So she can shoot the ball well, she can drive, she creates contact and gets to the free throw line. She's going to be a handful tonight. Now, Oregon Davis really doesn't go very deep onto their bench. They only have six or seven girls, but typical Terry Minnick's team, these girls are probably in the best shape of any school in the state. They run.
Well, Mercedes, if you got a great player like that, they're going to other players make them look good too, and so I'm sure she's got a couple others that maybe will feed off wherever she doesn't have tonight.
Yeah, the Hudspeth girl, big post player, extremely talented on the inside. They got another 5'10 post player, so this is going to be some of the biggest post players that we've seen here in a while. They got a sophomore guard that can really shoot the ball, and then a couple of good role players to go right along with that. So it's going to be challenging for us tonight.
Is tonight one of those games where it's more about you than anything else?
Yeah, that's the way we want to take it. You know, we're hoping OD presses us because obviously we got some work to do against the press, and OD is normally known for doing that. So now we got to handle pressure, and they got some more size on the inside. So now once we do break it, can we run the offense, and how are our post players going to play tonight?
Be interesting as well to see about fatigue, because it's going back to last Saturday to next Saturday. That'll be four games in a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got players, we use players off the bench, so we are going to press tonight. It's something that the Zebras need to do. It's a non-conference game, not that it's not important, but we got to be able to press for our conference games and going into the tournament. So this one really could be an up-and-down game tonight. If Zebras are hitting shots, this could be a high-scoring one.
Does it help that there's no JV game? Does that give you a few more bullets in the chamber?
You know, I really wish there would be a JV game, because really the last two games for us, the JV has came out and set the tone. I mean, our JV has been playing pretty well. They're getting after it, getting on the floor, getting some loose balls, shooting the ball real well. And that excitement does carry over the varsity game. So, like I said, it's going to be a mental challenge more for the varsity kids tonight. Can they come out, step on the floor, and be ready to go?
What do you got to do to get the W?
I just think we got to withstand their pressure and be calm. Be calm in the backcourt. Once we get over half court line, we got to do our offense, and I think our offense will be fine. Try to contain Rhodes. I mean, we can let her probably get 20 some, but if she gets into the 30s, we're probably in trouble. So we're going to do the best we can to contain her.
Five starters.
A little bit different tonight. Emma Houdeshell is going to run the point. Cammy Burkett will be her sidekick. Caitlin Rogers at the three. Kenny Jackson will run the four. And Lexi Thomas at the five.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. Look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Thank you.
Coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Coach Brian Jennings back with more of the pregame show after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Untangling your headphones. Finding the right remote. Saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways, and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Welcome back here to Oregon Davis High School as we are in the pregame and just a few more minutes on the warm-up clock. Justin, as we get ready to go, you're watching the Zebras and, it's kind of... still hangover from Saturday night. They're still missing some layups in the warm-ups and everything else, so you hope maybe they're getting it out of their system now.
Yeah, and, it'll come. It'll come. Tonight you got to concentrate on, like Coach said, contain Rhodes, play good defense, and just work on you. I mean, that's really what Coach was saying throughout his interview with you, is we're going to work on the Rochester Zebras. It's a non-conference game.
Yep.
We're gonna press. We're gonna work on our press breaker, and we're gonna see how things go.
Oregon Davis, you heard Coach Davis or Coach Jenny say something about Oregon Davis being shorthanded, and they do only have seven players on their roster, and the five starters, and then two subs, and those two subs are freshmen. So, if the Zebras can be fortunate enough, I'm gonna say this, and anybody that knows Oregon Davis and has been around Oregon Davis basketball, going to laugh as I say this at home. If you can get them in foul trouble, which is very hard to do at Oregon Davis, but if you can get them in foul trouble, you know, they don't go very deep.
No, and that's what you got to do. So you've got to pressure them. You got to attack the rim and make them defend you. And then that's what's going to have to happen tonight. I am watching Mercedes Rhodes here. Shoot the basketball. She's about silky smooth of any, and I'm talking, she's probably right up there with Grant McCarter on shooting. I mean, silky smooth, no effort. When a coach says in an interview, we want to keep her in the 20s, and if she starts getting in the 30s, we're in trouble, that tells you what kind of player she is.
Well, you know, the Coach Minix has brought a lot of talent through here, like Coach Jennings said in the interview with 1A school, and a couple of those kids being his own daughters. You know, they went on and very successful careers and stuff. But, you know, for her to surpass them and really going to blow by them, that says a lot about Miss Rhodes as well.
Yep, and the saying is great teams beat great players, but great players make their teammates better.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how that works tonight with her. We're going to watch her closely and talk about it during the game. But, in theory, they only got – not in theory, in reality, they've got seven players. We've got to attack, get them in foul trouble, and then go from there.
Just about time for the national anthem. That's going to do it for the pregame show here tonight. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the tip for you from Oregon Davis High School. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equipment. equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, time now for the starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash your future, please recycle. First for the home team on the scoreboard, the Oregon Davis Lady Cats. They are starting as sophomore. Number 15, Elizabeth Johnson, a junior. Number 31, Madeline Hudspeth, a sophomore. Number 35, McKenna Chesser. And a senior, number 41, Mercedes Rhodes. And a sophomore, number 53, Kylie Saylor. Again, Coach Terry Minix in his 28th year here at Oregon Davis High School. And for your own Lady Zebras, they will start a 5'8 junior. Number 1, Cammy Burkett, a 5'3 sophomore. Number 3, Emma Hodeshell, the 5'10 junior. Number 5, Lexi Thomas, the 5'10 senior. Number 32, Caitlin Rogers. And the 5'8 sophomore, number 34, Kennedy Jackson. Zebras coach by Mr. Brian Jennings in his third year at Rochester High School. So really, Brian, you look at, Justin, you look at the Zebra lineup. You've got some kids with experience, but then you've got a couple sophomores that, these juniors and seniors are going to have to make sure. This is the first time in a place like this with Oregon Davis and not quite the same atmosphere, but this is a unique gymnasium as well.
Yeah, and it's loud. even with the few fans that are here, it's loud. So you got to deal with that. But, you know, Emma Hodeshell, she's played in a regional game, playing a sectional championship game as a freshman. I'm not too worried about her. It's just take care of the basketball. It comes down to that. Take care of the basketball, hit free throws, hit layups. We'll get out of here with a win.
We get ready for the tip here tonight. The tip being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider. The Insulation Guys providing the tip.
You got my rebound sheet?
Oh, I do have somewhere.
Lest anybody at home think we have people that do this for us.
Yeah, get the guy behind us. Get that.
Yeah, yeah. There's nobody in my ear like Kirk Herbstreit and Dick Vitale and Jay Billis and all those guys have. I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No.
Here we go. The tip is up. Caitlin Rogers and Mercedes Rhodes will jump, and the Zebras control it. And then right away, turnover as Lexi Thomas throws it in the backcourt to Emma Hodeshell, and she was already across the timeline.
Yep. Again, that's just a mental thing right there.
So the Bobcats will have it here at midcourt, and they'll put a little token pressure on until they get across the half. Looks like they're going to start out in man. Zebras on defense now. Bobcats with the basketball in the middle now to Hudspeth. Kicks it back out to Chester. Her three ball on the way. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Hodeshell will bring it up the sideline. Hodeshell. Down in the corner, now to Burkett. Burkett with the basketball up, back up top. Swings it left side, now to Jackson. Left wing to Rogers. Thinks about giving it up to Burkett. Now she'll dribble back up. Pick her dribble up, now to the right side to Hodeshell. Hodeshell squares through the three, passes it up, gives it to Rogers in the right corner. Zebras trying to work it down low, but not a lot of movement down low. The give and go to Jackson. Jackson gives it off.
There we go.
Hinyard's True Value scoreboard. Quickly down the floor are the Bobcats. A three ball on the way by Johnson, and it's good. Lizzie Johnson has her first three, and it's 3-2 now. Oregon Davis on top. Jackson with the basketball. Goes left side now to Burkett. Burkett down in the corner to Rogers, and she loses it out of her hands. Turnover, Zebras.
Another unforced error right there. On defense, Cammy Burkett's playing is face guarding Rhodes. Cammy is playing no help defense.
Yeah.
And on the other end, OD is doing what we usually do against a team that's pretty big, is playing a 2-3 zone and really packing it in.
Johnson with the basketball brings it up. She drifts it off to Chester, back to Johnson. Over the top now to Hudspeth, back to Johnson. Johnson throws it away, right into the hands of Lexi Thomas. Thomas gives it off to Hodeshell, and off we go. Zebras down low, Thomas. Kicks it back out to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball off the mark. No good. Rebound fought for. And they're going to get Lexi Thomas for over the back, I believe.
I think it's Cammy.
Nope, they did get Cammy. Okay. Cammy picks up her first team first. 6:20 to go here in the first quarter on the Inyard True Value scoreboard. It's Oregon Davis 3, Zebras 2. Now, Rhodes with the basketball. She brings it up the timeline. Rhodes picks up her dribble. Now she's going to be double-teamed. She's got to do something with it. Knocked loose by Hodeshell, and a steal by Hodeshell. Hodeshell with the basketball. Kicks it back out to Rogers. Down low to Thomas. Her shot up and good. Lexi's got all four, and we got an over-the-line violation against the Bobcats. It'll be Zebra basketball underneath their own basket.
Hey, two layup attempts, and we're 2-for-2.
Just like that. Coach Minix goes to the bench, brings in a freshman in number 25, Reagan Danford. Rogers on the inbound, short. Kennedy Jackson battling for the rebound. She pulls it down. Jackson then goes to the hole. Jackson backs her way down in there. Off the glass, no good. Rebound comes away to Hudspeth. Hudspeth gives it off to Rhodes. Rhodes quickly up the court, now to Johnson. Johnson has it deflected out of bounds by Lexi Thomas. It will stay with Oregon Davis basketball with 5:39 to go here in the opening quarter. Randy Wayne, Justin Bond, glad you could join us tonight on Giant FM Sports. Johnson inbounds and does so to Rhodes. Rhodes now with the basketball. She's going to be quickly double-teamed. Rhodes tries to go through it, and she does, and throws up a shot as she traveled first, but a no call. Well, we'll see. The officials are going to talk about it. Yep, and they agree that she got fouled. They're going to call in on Jackson, and that's going to be her first. Team's second, so going to the line will be the senior in Mercedes Rhodes. First one on the way, good.
Cammy's really giving her fits, and as soon as she crosses the 10-second line, Emma's coming over to help give her a double team.
We're not at a four. 5:28 to go on the Inert True Value scoreboard. Rhodes' second free throw on the way is off the mark. Hodeshell pulls down the long rebound. Hodeshell will bring it across the timeline herself, gives it to Rogers. Rogers then travels, no call. Jackson. Jackson, down low to Rogers at the block. Layup, good.
Nice.
Good look by Kennedy Jackson. Good finish by Caitlin Rogers, and the Zebras up 6-4.
Really taking our time on offense and getting good looks inside.
Rhodes double-teamed on the near side, right in front of the Zebra bench. She dribbles out back up top. Now she comes to the near side again. Gives it off to Johnson this time. Three ball on the way by Oregon Davis off the mark. And that was taken by Danford. And Caitlin Rogers tracks down the rebound. She gives it off to Emma Hodeshell. Hodeshell to Jackson. Jackson puts the ball on the floor. Goes to the hole. Up and no good, but a foul coming. And Kennedy Jackson will go to the line to shoot free throws.
She's had a couple of good passes. And then right there, like I said at the beginning of our broadcast, drive there and make them foul you.
That foul was on number 31, Hudspeth. Her first, team's first. Kennedy Jackson at the line for two. First free throw, no good. Also checking in the contest, checking back in, will be number 53, Sailor, for the Oregon Davis Bobcats. Randy Wynn, Justin Bond, glad you could join us. Second free throw on the way by Jackson, hard off the back of the iron. Rogers rips down the rebound. Tejada Shell, down low to Thomas, kicks it back out to Rogers. Three on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for it. Hudson comes away with it for the Bobcats. Johnson pushes. Johnson across the timeline. Tries to get it in the corner, she does, and then she loses it. Turnover on the Bobcats, right into the hands of Kennedy Jackson. Hodeshell quickly ahead to Rogers, right wing, down low to Thomas. Thomas, good around pass. The defender, up in, no good. Rebound, back up, no good. And now she's going to get a whistle as she attempted to go over the back to get it, and she will pick up her first foul.
And she had beautiful position, just couldn't get the finish right there. Great pass by Rogers into Thomas.
And Millie Scorzone will check in for Lexi Thomas as she picks up her first, team's third. Into the front court now goes Johnson. Johnson loses the basketball, picked up by Hodeshell. Quickly ahead to Jackson. Jackson layup no good, but an offensive foul coming.
I don't know about that one.
He wasn't in position to call that.
No.
And that's going to be Jackson's second.
Yep.
And so Coach Jennings will need to look to go to the bench here as the ball is stripped from Rhodes. Hodeshell picks it up. Hodeshell floater on the way. Good. Emma Hodeshell causing problems for Rhodes. Rhodes then is double-teamed in the backcourt by Burkett and then Hodeshell. She dribbles out of it across the 10-second line. Now they're going to have a blocking foul against Cammy Burkett, and that's going to be Burkett's second.
And that's going to hurt because she is she's our defensive stopper.
Jackson out and Burkett out. In will be Watson and Hughes as Watson will draw the defensive assignment of Mercedes Rhodes now. Down low, kicks back out to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball, penetrates, picks up her dribble. Over the top now to Sailor. Sailor back out to Rhodes. Rhodes, jumper on the way. And no good, but a foul coming. And that one is going to be whistled on Watson.
That's our sixth, and 3:30 left in the first quarter. They're getting us in foul trouble.
Rhodes, first one good. 8-5 now, Zebras lead. 3:30 to go on the Inyurts True Value scoreboard. Rhodes trying to cut this lead to two. And it is down to two. Zebras up 8-6. Hodeshell with the basketball. Hodeshell against Johnson. She brings it across the timeline. Hodeshell then goes to the near side. Now to Rogers. Back up top to Hodeshell. Penetrates. Tries to go down low to score zone, but a weak pass is stolen by the Bobcats. Mercedes Rhodes with the basketball. Rhodes at the volleyball line. Looking to set the offense for the Bobcats. Tipped loose and last touched by the Bobcats. Turnover. Nice job by Emma.
Boy, she's everywhere tonight.
She is tonight. Great defensive night for Emma. And coming in the contest, Chesser back in and sitting down will be Danford.
Coach Minix has made an adjustment on this zone. So what they're doing, if they're wanting to get into the inside, they're fronting and going behind the post.
Watson with the basketball. Coming in the near side to Rogers. She'll fire a three ball off the mark. Rebound fought for, picked up by Chesser. Then stolen in the backcourt by Watson. Watson with a steal, gives it off to Hodeshell. She'll slow it down and bring it across the timeline. Now to Hughes. Now to Rogers on the wing. Rogers around the screen, travels. Thought about a three, and instead she took a step to make a pass and traveled. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. 8-6, Zebras on top on the Inner True Value scoreboard. Rhodes with the basketball in the backcourt. She gets across the timeline. She'll set the offense for Johnson. Johnson back to Rhodes. Back to Johnson. She'll fire a three ball on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Chesser. Chesser goes back up, no good. Rebound pulled down then by Hudspeth. Her shot, no good. And another rebound. This one goes to Rogers. Hodeshell against Johnson across the timeline. Goes to the elbow to Hughes. She'll turn around, fire a shot off the back of the backboard. No good. Last touch by the Bobcats. It will stay Zebra basketball baseline right. Under 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter.
That's a good shot for Emily. We need her to take those and hit those.
Hughes inbounds to score zone. The jumper off the mark. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Saylor. Saylor gives it off to Johnson. Quickly ahead to Chesser. And the pass is stolen by Hodeshell. Yeah, definitely not the same offensively Bobcat team that you're used to. Many, many turnovers. more than you'd expect.
They got seven in the first quarter.
Hodeshell gives it off to Watson on the left wing. Watson around the screen by Hughes. Watson now to Rogers. They're trying to get it down low to score zone. It's knocked out of bounds by Hudspeth. Great defense, like you say.
Yeah, she got right around right there. Got their
hands
on the
ball.
Stay
with the Zebras. And Rogers will inbound. Zebras go four low.
Yeah. Yeah, Millie just ran right over.
Millie trying to make room to get the pass, and she does pick up her first foul. Team seventh, but it is a player control foul. I was going to say, player control, so it'll be out of bounds.
Right.
The one official was trying to give him free throws.
Hey, home cooking.
I guess. So the Zebras will put full court pressure on again. Johnson, force Johnson to bring the basketball up for the Bobcats, and she does so against Emma. Ball's kicked by Hughes. Great defense that time by the Lady Zebras. Still a 2-point lead for the Zebras, 8-6, with a minute 18 to go here in the opening quarter. Johnson with the basketball. Goes low now to Saylor. Saylor back to Johnson. Back to Saylor, top the key. They're trying to get it over to Rhodes, but they can't get it to her. Great defense by Watson there. They get it to her, and she creates a wide-open layup.
Kylie Saylor.
Pardon me, I couldn't tell who the number was on
that.
Yeah,
that's what I couldn't see either.
Hodeshell, the running jumper on the way. Good on the other end. Back to a 2-point lead, 10-8. 45 seconds to go. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson now is double-teamed. She dribbles out looking for Saylor. She finds her on the left wing. Now off to Chesser. Down low to Hudspeth. And she gets fouled as Millie Scherzone is going to pick up her second.
Coach Jennings is arguing with the ref, but Millie did body her up there at the last second, and it was an easy call for the ref.
Hudspeth going to the line to shoot one and the bonus. 35 seconds remain here in the first half. Zebras with a 2-point lead, and Hudspeth can tie this. Makes the first one. It's 10-9. Zebras going to the bench again and bringing in Kim Batten. And sitting down is Millie Scorzone. 10-9. Second free throw on the way. We're 9 at 10. Zebras will have it. Hodeshell in the backcourt against Johnson. She'll bring it across the timeline with 30 seconds. Hodeshell penetrates, kicks it out to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball on the way. No good. Hughes with the rebound up off the glass and good. Emily Hughes gets her first two, and it's 12-10. Zebras on top with 15 seconds. Chesser gets it across to Johnson. Johnson tries to feed it down low, and the ball is kicked by Hughes, and it'll be a Bobcat basketball underneath their own basket.
Was he going to wait to blow the whistle until he knew she wasn't going to get the pass in there?
See if it go out of bounds. 11 seconds remain here in the opening quarter. Rhodes to inbound. She does to Johnson. She'll fire the quick three. In and out, no good. Rebound. Back to Johnson. She gives it off to Rhodes. Rhodes has it with five. Rhodes to Johnson with two. Just on the foot on the line, a two-pointer. And that'll do it for the first quarter. We're knotted at 12 at the end of one on the Enrich True Value scoreboard. Bobcats 12, Zebras 12. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, we play a full quarter and we're knotted on the Inner True Value scoreboard, 12 apiece. And the Bobcats will have the basketball to start the second quarter. Bobcats go right to left on our radio dial. Zebras going right to left. They kick it down low to Saylor. Saylor then to Johnson just inside the arc, and it's good for two.
She's got seven.
Bobcats take the first lead, 14-12. Quickly ahead to Rogers, back to Hodeshell, back to Rogers, and Hodeshell travels.
Mm.
Every time the Zebras get in a little bit of a hurry, they seem to take that extra step and turn the ball over.
Yeah, early in the game, they were taking their time on offense, getting good looks, and now they're starting to speed it up again.
Down low, inlet pass to Hudspeth, and she scores easily against Hughes. And it's 16-12, excuse me. Hodeshell with it. Hodeshell down low to Hughes. She'll lose it, and picked up by Rhodes. Rhodes then will dribble across the timeline. Rhodes will go to the hole. Layup up, no good. Rebound, Rogers. Rogers rips it down. She's going to have to get rid of it. She does finally to Hodeshell. Hodeshell with the basketball. Has it tipped from behind, but right in the hands of Hughes. Hughes, nice move down low at the block. Goes up off the layup. Good. 16-14.
They worked on layups.
Bobcats on top. Saylor with the basketball. Now to Chester, down low to Hudspeth, and another foul coming on the Zebras, and that'll be the ninth. And they're going to call that one on Batten, and Batten will pick up her first, team 10th, or 9th, excuse me. And at the line will be Hudspeth.
We're going to have to make an adjustment on defense because they're going right to Hudspeth every time down.
Her free throw is good. It's a three-point lead now for Oregon Davis, 17-14. Just a minute 10 gone here in the second quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us. Second free throw by Hudspeth, good. 18-14, back to a four-point Bobcat lead. Over the top to Rogers. Rogers right in front of the Oregon Davis bench. Now gives it off to Hodeshell. They swing it left side to Watson. Watson. To Rogers, trying to get it down low to Hughes, and they can't get it to her. Now they come to the near side to Hodeshell. She'll fire a three ball. High arcing three ball, no good. Watson, rebound up and good. Callie Watson's got her first two, and it's 18-16. Quickly ahead is Oregon Davis. Tipped by Batten, right back into the hands of Hudspeth. Her shot, no good. Rogers goes and gets the rebound. Here comes Emma Hodeshell. Hodeshell with the basketball to Watson. Watson, nice head fake. Watson goes to the hole, but it's going to be blocked by Hudspeth. She got Saylor to go up, but not Hudspeth, and Hudspeth had nothing to do with it.
She needed to take a half a step and just pull up and shoot the little jumper right there.
Hodeshell, reverse pass back to Watson. Watson on the left wing. Watson around the screen. She'll fire a three ball on the way, no good, off the mark. Last touched by Oregon Davis. It'll stay with the Zebras right over in the corner. 5:49 to go in 18-16. And Sid Hawes will come into the contest for the first time tonight. She'll replace Kim Batten.
Good minutes for Kim right there.
5:49 to go here in the opening half. 18-16 on the Inner True Value scoreboard. Inbounds pass is to Rogers, and she throws it away. Johnson with the basketball. Quickly ahead. She gives it off to Chester, back to Johnson, down to Chester, down to Hudspeth. Hudspeth's shot is missed, picked up by Saylor, and Hughes with a clean strip, but the official says nope. And Hughes will pick up another foul.
5-on-6 right now on the floor. I mean, the refs are just, I mean, that should have been a no call.
Two free throws on the way.
Ball doesn't lie.
The two-shot foul. And Saylor misses the first one. Bobcats were in there for the rebound, but it's a two-shot foul.
Easy to get a rebound when Black knows there's already there's another shot to be had.
Second one on the way by Saylor. That one also no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Rhodes, and we're going to have a jump ball. It should be Zebra basketball. Yep, Black ball. There it is. I'll say, Oregon Davis had it to start the quarter.
Yep.
So 5.5 to go here in the first half, 18-16. Oregon Davis on top on the Indians True Value scoreboard. Out of shell against Johnson. Out of shell. Spin move at the half court line. Now gives it off to Watson. Back to Hodeshell. Swings the left side to Rogers in the wing. Rogers comes to the top of the key. Back to Watson. She'll fire the three ball on the way. Zebra still have not made a three. Nice rebound by Hawes. Her layup up
good
and good.
Sid.
Sid's got her first two of the night, and it's knotted at 18. 5 to go here in the first half. Johnson, three ball on the other end. Off the mark, no good. Hudspeth tries to save it and does right into the hands of Hughes. Hughes to Hodeshell. Hodeshell will run. Out to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball. Off the mark, no good. And a rebound by Hughes. And another foul. I say another. Only their second foul, but a foul coming against Hudspeth.
That's her second. She's got both fouls.
And Lexi Thomas will check back into the Zebra lineup, and Hughes will sit down.
Good minutes there for Emily.
Zebras right into Thomas. Thomas at the elbow. Kicks it back out to Watson. Her three ball on the way. No good. Rebound. Sid Hawes. Hawes back up off the glass. No good. Thomas with a rebound. Up and good. Lexi Thomas going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul was on to Saylor. Her first, team at third. Checking in for the Bobcats will be Danford, and the sitting down will be Saylor.
How about Sid Hawes coming off the bench? Two big offensive rebounds right there.
Three-point play on the way for Lexi Thomas. Zebras up 2 and 3. Nice job by Lexi. Much better free throw.
Yep.
21-18. Zebras on top. 4.5 to go. And...
well, you don't see that, and she right now is frustrated. She's had four free throws. She's 3 of 4, and that's all she's had tonight.
4.5 to go. Zebras have the basketball. Hodeshell will set the Zebra offense. Now to Rogers on the wing, down to Sid Haas. Trying to go down low. They don't do so. They bring it back to the near side to Hodeshell. Almost thrown away. Nice job of Hodeshell to save it. Down low to Rogers. Rogers up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Watson. Watson has it for Rogers in the corner. Rogers three ball. No good. Rebound fought for. And Hudspeth comes away with it. Quickly out to Johnson. Up ahead to Chesser. That pass is stolen by the Zebras. Here comes Hodeshell. Missed. Lexi Thomas wide open. Trying to get it to her down low again. Lexi working hard down low, and a three ball on the way by.
They give her three, Emma.
Emma Hodeshell, they did. 24-18. 3:35 to go here in the first half. Johnson down low. She gives it off to Danford. Danford, now to Rhodes. Rhodes, she'll fire the three ball on the way, no good. Lexi Thomas with another rebound. Thomas quickly ahead to Hodeshell. Hodeshell with the basketball. Hodeshell penetrates, throws up a jumper off the glass, no good. Ball is picked up by Danford, and here comes Johnson. Johnson pushes ahead for the Bobcats. Goes in the right wing now to Chesser. Down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth kicks it back out to Danford. Her shot no good. Rebound Rhodes. Rhodes saves it right into the hands of Emma Hodeshell. Hodeshell, one-on-one against Johnson. Throws up a running jumper. No good. Lexi Thomas rebound. Up and go. Lexi Thomas has two more, and it's 26-18. Zebras all of a sudden up six. Or excuse me, eight. Can't do math very well either. Down low is Chesser, and Chesser's going to be fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Wait and see who they call that on. Is that Rogers?
Well, they take their time getting over the scores.
Nope, they're going to call on Lexi Thomas, which is going to be her second. And now at the line will be Chesser, the sophomore for the Bobcats. Her free throw is good. Hughes is in for Lexi, and Mercedes Brown checks in for the first time and gives Emma Hodeshell a quick breather.
Lexi has 9 points tonight, and the Zebras have 11 offensive rebounds in the first half.
Free throw good again by Chesser, and it's 26-20. Not sure what happened. I blew a whistle. We'll reset. Maybe a sub for Regan Davis. Watson will run the point now for the Zebras. She'll bring it across the timeline. Watson gives it to Rogers up top with 2.5 to go. Brown to Sid Hawes. Turnaround jumper on the way off the back of the backboard.
Turnover.
Zebras. 26-20 on the injured true value scoreboard. Zebras on top by six. Johnson will run the point for the Lady Cats. She'll bring it across the timeline. She goes to the right side. Now she'll come off the double screen. Trying to get it to Rhodes. Trying to get Rhodes going are the Lady Cats. Just with 3 points. Down low to Hudspeth. Back out. Three ball on the way by Wireman. Her shot no good. Rhodes with a rebound. Running floater no good. And
over the top. Oh, my Lord.
And they call it jump ball.
I mean, she was draped over Emily's back.
Yeah, and she had to go up because she's shorter than Emily Hughes. Shot on the way, no good. Hughes knocks it loose, and the ball is still loose. Finally going to be picked up by Oregon Davis.
Travel. There we
and
go.
She does. Danford travels down in the right corner. 1:52 to go. Zebras up six. And looking to substitute. And finally, Oregon Davis gets it in. And Sailors is in. And Wireman will sit down. 26-20. 1:52 to go here in the first half. Watson with the basketball. Watson across the timeline. Watson to Rogers to Mercedes Brown. Brown has it, right wing. Brown dribbles up top, kicks it to Watson. Watson deep behind the three, no good. Rebound, Rogers. Rogers, set shot, up and good. She picks a couple dribble turnaround and saw she was kind of wide open, had a mismatch, and she fires it 28-20.
Yeah, she was trying to get it back out so that way she'd probably get another three look, but then she just figured she'd take it herself. A smart idea.
Danford then travels. Another turnover for Oregon Davis. Watson across the timeline. Watson to Rogers. Rogers with the basketball. To Watson. Thinks about a three. Fakes. Gives it back to Rogers.
Swing it.
To Watson. To Rogers. Now to Hawes. Hawes in the corner. Now to Mercedes Brown. Zebras will bring it back to the near side. Watson, right wing. Watson tries to thread a needle and can't do so. The ball's kick loose, and Watson picks it back up with 55 seconds to go. Zebras up 28-20. Mercedes Brown with the basketball to Hughes. Hughes at the elbow. Yep, she sure did. Took that extra step, and with 44 seconds to go, Kim Batten will come back in, and I'm guessing Emily Hughes will... Nope, Caitlin Rogers.
I'd like to see the Lady Z's burn a little bit more clock there. You're up eight. Try to hold it and get the last shot.
Chesser in, Danford out for Oregon Davis. 28-20 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. 40 seconds remain. Johnson and the Oregon Davis Bobcats with the basketball. Now to Rhodes in the corner. Rhodes back up top to Chesser. Down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth turn around. Up off the glass. Good.
She's tough when she gets her in the on the block.
Watson with the basketball with 23 seconds to Batten. To Sid Hawes. Hawes with the basketball. Top the key. Leaves it to the right side. Now to Watson. Watson has it with 15. Watson back up top between the rings. Looking to get the offense started with 8. Watson goes left side now to Brown with 5. Back to Watson with 3. Watson will pull it with 2. Short off the front. And that'll do it for the first half. At the end of the half, on the In Your True Value scoreboard, Zebras 28. Oregon Davis Bobcats 22. Back with the halftime show being brought to you by Dreddy's Place. After this, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at North Johnson High School at halftime, the Zebras lead 28-22. Time for the halftime show being brought to you by Dreddy's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. Now featuring bubble teas, that's Dreddy's Place in downtown Rochester. Joined now by JV head coach Austin Onofield. Coach, no game for you tonight, but you're getting an exciting one right now at the varsity level.
Yeah, when we get to see a good talent level with, I forget her name, 4131 for
Mercedes Rhodes.
Mercedes Rhodes. We get to see good talent, but what I like to see so far is that Rochester has pretty much shut her down. She's made a lot of plays off ball that's actually helped her team score, so she's learning to adapt, which is really good to see from a player moving on into her college career. But what you're seeing is the sophomores picking up the pace and not backing down on Rochester's side, which is what you like to see when your program's growing, seeing these younger classmen step up to the seniors who are looking pretty dominant.
You've really shut Rhodes down, like you said. She has 3 points, and all of those coming from the free throw line. But the one thing that she has done is she has made some great passes and got Hudspeth open down low, number 31.
Yes, and when you try to take away a key player like Rhodes, I mean, it's a big, simple play just to run a screen off them, and you can't help off her. I mean, if you help off her, she got one good look on the three over here with two people on her behind you, and it still looked good. So if you do try to help off her, it's going to be rough. And then with Hudspeth inside, she's just a big, excessive post that has good footwork. I mean, she commands the paint, and when she gets her spot, it's hard to move her.
You talk about the sophomores coming in, and one that really stood out was Sid Hawes for the Rochester Lady Zebras. She came in there, two big rebounds, two big putbacks there, as a little bit of foul trouble here early in the first half, and typical, not to be expected here at Oregon Davis.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about these sophomores a lot. And Sid is one that kind of bounces back between JV and varsity. She's got a tough task. And then you call her up to go play this game on a Tuesday night. I mean, it shows a lot of character that these sophomores bring. But the big thing is she's tough. She doesn't back down. It doesn't matter who it is. I mean, she's down there with 5'7", 5'8", when she's only 5'4", getting these boards, like you're saying, catching it, holding one girl off, catching it with her left hand, shooting it with her left hand while going. It's pretty good to see.
Then you got the two guards out front, really, for a lot of that contest. There's foul trouble came early for Cammie Burkett, and you had to go to Watson and Hottishell both.
Yes, coming in, you know, we really wanted to crowd Rhodes on the top of the key, and that does have some drawbacks. When you ask somebody to go as fast as they can, as Cammie Burkett does, and she did a great job.
Yep.
Like, we shut her down that whole first quarter, nothing. It did not look like she was going to get a clean shot off. You know, it just happens when you play aggressively. You just got to play through the fouls. But big thing is, you know, like we said, we got a bunch of six-footers. Well, we got a bunch of five-footers coming off the bench to help us, too.
Now you have a six-point lead, 28-22 here at halftime. What do you do the second half now?
Well, considering, you know, the little bit of the foul disadvantage we're at right now, we do have to play, I think, in my opinion, a little bit more concerned until about midway through the third quarter. I would like to see us pick up the pace and make someone else make a play. That 15 for OD is stepping up, making shots. So now we have to adapt. You know, now she's shooting. Now you got Huspis in the post. It's making her great plays.
Right.
So now you got three that are kind of feeling it. And that's what you want, is for the next player to beat you. You don't want the number one or two to beat you. If you can make the 34 or five beat you, then that's what you got to walk away with.
Several offensive rebounds as well for the Zebras, much better than Saturday night.
Yes, we got. Looks like we're actually having a knack for the ball. We're tracking the ball. Emily Hughes has had two good plays where they've shot it outside, Emma Hattershell did, and she was in the right spot, just sliding over to that backside. But then, you know, we get a lot of people that are just in the right place at the right time. Watson, who caught one on the clear backside, no one was around her. I mean, that was, you know, a Division I, 6'8 player at the dunk in a game, you'd hope. But it's good to see that the players are going towards the basket. Not a lot of fading away, not a lot of outside shooting. We're attacking, we're getting rebounds, and, you know, the shots will fall. Caitlin Robb's shot, struggling this first half. I don't think you'll see it again the second half. Things will be a little bit change.
Coach, we'll let you get back with the team. Thanks for coming up, and we'll look forward to talking to you Thursday night at Argus. And hopefully the JV will get some action on Thursday.
Yes, that is the plan.
All right, Austin Otterfield with the JV squad of the Rochester High School Lady Zebras. Again, they did not play tonight. This is a varsity-only contest. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Justin will have the first half numbers for us here from Oregon Davis on the Innards True Value Scoreboard. 28-22, Zebras on top at halftime. Giant FM Sports.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tires. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, 28-22. Zebras on top. Justin, you've got the first half numbers.
excuse me. For Oregon Davis, they have 5 2-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal. Most of their points came from the free throw line. They were 9 of 11 from the free throw line. They had 14 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 6 defensive, 14 turnovers. They were led by Hudspeth with 8, Johnson with 7, Rhodes with 3, Chester with 2, and Saylor with 2. For your Lady Zebras, night and day from Saturday night, they got 12 two-point field goals, 1 3-point field goal, 1 of 3 from the foul line, 19 total rebounds, 12 offensive rebounds for the Lady Zebras, 7 defensive, 11 turnovers. So we're we're below our half average of 14 turnovers a game. Where we usually average 28 for the game, we're only got 11 there in the first half, and we're rebounding well. Scoring, Thomas leads all scorers with 9, Hodeshell with 7, Rogers with 4, Hughes with 4, Watson and Hawes with 2 apiece.
Well, I guess if it helps that I turn my mic back up, Rep. We're just a minute away here from the second half start. What do you see that the Zebras need to do maybe different, or something you liked in the first half they need to continue to do?
Well, I really like the defense that Cammy put on early and that Callie did in the latter part of that, or most of the second quarter there against Rhodes. She's not hurting us. What we need to do is on the inside, Hudspeth can't get easy passes inside to her. She can't get easy catches and turn around and get easy layups. We've got to stop that. Offensively, keep hitting your layups. keep crashing the boards. I just hope the foul issues don't come up and bite us. I hope we get to see a different, cleaner half with that. But other than that, you're up 6 on the road at OD. Not much you can do different that would benefit you.
They were having a discussion. It should be Zebra basketball. As the official, Coach Davis, went out and talked to the official. Yeah, OD had to jump ball down low underneath here. So it should be Zebra basketball. The official's talking to the official scorer. Trying to get this worked out here as the clock has struck 0, but the officials are, of course, they don't have the bookkeepers sitting nowhere near each other because of COVID. They have them separated, so they can't even really talk during the game, which makes it a little more difficult.
I really like Emma Hadashell's energy and the way she's playing tonight.
She has played. She came out with a lot of energy, really leading the Zebras out on the ball and off the ball as well. I mean, it's just she has played hard.
And she's taken care of the basketball. Really, the last two games is one thing I've noticed there. In the first three, sometimes Emma will try to force things. She's not forcing things right now. She's really taking care of the basketball, being a really good point guard. And she has no problems with shooting the basketball. If she's open, she's going to shoot it. And if she's not hitting, she'll keep shooting or find an open teammate and get them a chance to score. So I really like the way she's been playing the last couple games.
Well, they're going
to
give it to OD. Coach Jennings and Coach Davis pleaded their case, but to no avail. So Oregon Davis will start the ball with the second half. And we're underway here. Johnson with the basketball for them. They go down to the corner of the road. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson tries to go down low to Hudspeth. Picks it up. Back out to Rhodes. Her three ball on the way. Short. Hudspeth gets an offensive rebound, though. She's double-teamed. Travels, no call. Quickly over to Chesser. Back up top to Johnson. Her three ball on the way. No good. Lexi Thomas rips down another rebound.
Good block out.
Lexi Thomas then will bring the ball up as she couldn't get it to Hodeshell. Now she does as she crosses the timeline. 30 seconds gone by. Still 6-point Zebra lead. Cammy Burkett on the floor. Back to the original five for the Zebras. Hodeshell, she'll fire the three ball off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Chesser. Chesser then gives it off to Johnson.
Good and job by Cammy.
Knocked out of bounds by Burkett. And it'll stay with Oregon Davis with 7:11 to go here in the third. Round Johnson has the basketball. She goes around Hodeshell. Down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth turn around, kicks it back out. It's tipped by the Zebras, but picked up by Rhodes. Rhodes in his double team. She gets it to Hudspeth. Hudspeth from one side of the block to the other. Throws up a shot. No good. Rogers with the rebound. Hodeshell. She quickly up the floor. Down low to Thomas. Lexi Thomas. In and out game to Jackson. Jackson penetrates. Goes up. No good. She never got it off. But
this guy down here on the baseline does not want to make a call.
He's got to check. It really should be a travel. If he calls a foul out of that. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the right call, but you never know what he was going to make here. As Kennedy Jackson just kind of went in out of control a little bit and unfortunately got caught on the travel. Johnson down low to Hudspeth. Back up top to That was Chesser back down to Hudspeth, and she loses that out of bounds.
Good defense there by Lexi. Kind of rode her on the baseline, made her lose the basketball.
6.5 to go here in the third quarter, 28-22. Down low to Lexi Thomas. Ball's tipped. Lexi goes and gets it. Goes right back up. No good. Gets her own rebound right back up and good.
11.
6 rebounds for Lexi Thomas. 30-22. Zebras up 8. Johnson down to Hudspeth. Her turnaround jumper up and off the glass. Good.
Cannot give her that easy of a turnaround.
Rogers was there, but about a half a second too late. 6-point lead now. 6 to go here in the third. Hodeshell with the basketball. To Kennedy Jackson. Jackson kicks it out to Burkett. Down in the corner to Rogers. 3-ball. You heard Coach Onifield say that she was going to light it up in the third, and she started right there with her first three of the contest, 33-24. Rhodes then goes to the hole. She travels. Turnover, Bobcats.
Caitlin's had good looks all night long. They just haven't been hit, and that one was silky smooth and went right in.
Quickly ahead to Rogers, down to Jackson. And in the corner to Rogers, to Burkett. Burkett on the wing, around the screen by Lexi Thomas. Now to Rogers, 3-ball on the way, short, rebound, Rogers. Tipped around, Lexi Thomas did a great job of keeping the ball alive. Rogers picks it back up and gives it off to Hodeshell. She'll reset. Around the screen, Hodeshell at the line. Free throw line that was. Gives it off to Burkett. Corner to Hodeshell. Her 3-ball high off the arc. No good. Rebound. Jackson up. Good.
Nice.
35-24. 5 to go here in the third.
15 offensive rebounds for the Lady Z's.
Travels. Does Chesser. She gets ready to take a shot. And the Coach Minnick's not happy. He'll send in Dansford. And sets down Saylor.
OD, 17 turnovers in the ball game.
Hodeshell with the basketball. She'll have it against Johnson. Brings it across the timeline. Now to Jackson. Jackson, top of the key. Right side now to Hodeshell. Hodeshell looking for Thomas. Can't get it to her. Back to Jackson. The near side now to Cammie Burkett. Screen by Thomas. Now to Hodeshell. 3-ball on the way. Short. And Hudspeth goes and gets it. Quickly ahead to Dansford. Dansford in his double team. She's going to have to get away, and she does to Rhodes. Rhodes then will penetrate, split the defenders, and, yep, unfortunately, Lexi Thomas going to get caught on the floor. And that's going to be Lexi's third, team first of the half. We did almost make it halfway through the quarter without a foul.
Yeah, and Coach Jennings' patience is starting to wear thin.
Rhodes will inbound. Rhodes into the corner to Dansford. Down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth against Thomas, and Lexi Thomas lowers the hands. And that'll be 4 now on Lexi. And Millie Scorzone will come in for her. And Hudspeth will go to the line to shoot 2. Callie Watson getting ready to check in. We'll wait and see who she's coming in for.
Lexi has 11 for us tonight.
Free throw is good. As Millie Scorzone in for Thomas. And Hodeshell will sit down for a quick breather as Watson in for her. 4:19 to go. It's a 10-point zebra lead on the Innards True Value scoreboard, 35-25. Hudspeth with another free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound by Rhodes, and Rogers with a foul. That foul doesn't happen if Rogers blocks out.
Correct.
And Caitlin Rogers picks up her first, team third. So now Rhodes to the line for 2. Her first one's good. She's got 4. All from the charity stripe.
Yep.
35-26. Her second one on the way. Good again. 35-27. Jackson to Watson. Watson against Johnson. She'll bring it across the timeline. Watson down in the corner and out of Burkett. Tries to go to score zone. It's tipped by Rhodes right into the hands of Hudspeth. Here comes Rhodes and the Cats. Rhodes, left side, Near side down to Jax Johnson. Her three ball good. Once again, Rhodes just making things happen. And she penetrates, draws the defense, and then kicks over to Johnson in with a wide open three.
Johnson's been the beneficiary of that. She's got 10.
Burkett with the basketball. Around the score zone screen. Watson down low to Jackson. The ball's tipped. Jackson goes and gets it. And we're going to have a reach-in foul against against Oregon Davis in Chesser. It's going to be the team's first of the half. Chesser's first. Burkett out and Emma Hodeshell back in the contest. 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. Rogers looks to inbound. Baseline right. Rogers over the top to score zone. Millie, free throw line. Good.
Good job, Millie.
Millie's got her first two, and it's 37-30. Quick lay ahead is Dansford. Dansford in the corner. Now to Johnson. Right wing. Now in the right corner. Dansford fires the three ball. Good. 37-33. Zebra lead down to four now. Hodeshell with the basketball against Johnson. And travels. Yep. She wanted to make that pass, yep. And that passing lane closed, and she picked her dribble up a little too soon, and another turnover on the Zebras. A
couple of big threes by OD here in the last couple of possessions has made this game tighter than what it should be.
37-33, three to go here in the third. Threes are wild. Dansford with the basketball. To Rhodes. She goes to the line. Up and no good. Tips it to Hudspeth. Hudspeth rebound shot up. No good. And scores zone. Rips the rebound. Millie with a good time. Good job that time. Just controlling the basketball. And gives it out to Hodeshell. Now to Jackson. Now to Watson. Watson. Around the screen. Back to Rogers. Right left wing. Three ball. Off the mark. Tip ball. Millie picks it up. Free throw line jumper. Good. 39-33. Great job by Millie to stay with the play. Dansford to Johnson. Back to Dansford in the corner. The lefty. Three ball again. Good.
She's gotten hot. 6 points.
39-36. Hodeshell with the basketball. Right side to Kennedy Jackson. Jackson. To Emma Hodeshell. Emma thinks about a three against Rhodes. She'll go to the hole.
Get in there. Oof.
And just misses as that thing was down and spit it back out. But a foul coming against Oregon Davis. And Hodeshell will go to the line to shoot. Two for the Lady Zebras. 39-36. The clock is running. And we're shooting free throws. I guess we're winning, so.
Yep.
39-36. Free throws good by Emma.
And just to tell you how good Rhodes is, she did that Euro step down there. There's a lot of boys that can't do a Euro step that good.
Free throw by Emma Hodeshell is short. And now after a chat with Terry Minix, the officials will get together and we'll see what this one's about. Give me an opportunity to tell you about Culligan of Fulton County, better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like a family. And by Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. 39-36 here at Oregon Davis High School, and I think they're putting some time back on the clock. I think they realized some time ran off while Emma was shooting free throws.
It really wasn't the first time. He's had a couple of times tonight where a couple of seconds have ran off before he hit the button. So
we go from a minute 31 to a minute 51.
I don't think it was 20 seconds, but whatever.
And Coach Jennings wants a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here as well. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm and Smith Insurance. Insurance, bonds, and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider, as well as Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. For the Zebras this week, it's a busy week, as Thursday night they'll be on the road as they travel north of Rochester to go to Argus, where it'll be a Jennings coaching battle, as the brother, Scott, is the head coach at the Argus Lady Dragons. So it'll be a fun little time on a Thursday night. We'll be on the air about 7:10, 7:30 tip-off there from Argus High School. And then on Saturday, we will travel down 25 to Logansport as the Lady Zebras are at home. But we're going to travel with the boys as they go to Logansport to the Berry Bowl to take on the Logansport Berries.
One of the longest rivalries in the state of Indiana throughout the history. A lot of people don't know that Rochester was an NCC team when they first started
years ago. So it'll be interesting. You know, fun one from the Berry Bowl on Saturday. Back here into action. Quickly up is Chesser. Her free throw line jumper is good, and it's a two-point lead now for the Zebras on the Innards True Value scoreboard, 40-38. 90 seconds to go here in the third. Watson with the basketball on the other end. Watson around the score zone screen. Back to Rogers. Rogers fakes the three. Back to Watson, top of the key. Right side to Hodeshell. Hodeshell trying to get it to Hughes. Hughes comes out, screens. Kicks it in the corner to Rogers. Down low to Hughes at the block. Baby hook. Up good.
Beautiful move.
42-38. A minute five to go here in the third. Johnson to Danford in the corner. Down low to Saylor. Saylor turnaround jumper up off the glass is good. Two-point contest, 42-40. Here comes Rogers. Down low to the score zone. And then we're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Zebras with 49 seconds to go here in the third.
Millie,
Randy Wynn, Justin Bach.
Millie's lucky. Charge. Call for a charge right there.
Well, it was a good tie-up, and Millie was just a little stronger and ripped the ball out. Over the top to Hughes on the inbounds. Misses it. No good. Rebound. And Hughes is going to get called. Probably a good thing because Rhodes was fast breaking for a wide-open layup on the other end. So Hughes will pick up her second, team fourth. 46 seconds to go here in the third. 42-40. Oregon Davis looks to tie or maybe even take the lead. Johnson against Watson. Or excuse me, Hodeshell. To Chesser. Chesser, three ball. 43-42. 30 seconds to go. Chesser just kind of caught that and threw it up.
Yep.
I really wouldn't think it was a great shot, but it went in, so pretty good shot. Hughes to the hole. No good. Rebound. Fought for and tipped up and still loose. Now finally picked up by Rhodes. 12 seconds to go. Oregon Davis with a one-point lead. Johnson to Chesser. Back to Johnson in the corner to Danford. Danford to Chesser. 4 the Bobcats there in the third quarter and brought them back, taking a four-point lead. We'll back to the fourth quarter after this. Giant FM Sports on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Oregon Davis, 46. Zebras, 42.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Starting the fourth and final quarter from Oregon Davis High School, they own a four-point lead. Quickly ahead to Danford. Danford back to Johnson. Johnson to Rhodes. Rhodes with the basketball top of the key. Rhodes goes left side. Rhodes pulls up jumper, no good. And they're going to say touched by the Zebras, deflected. Because you know a superstar doesn't airball.
She did there.
46-42. Oregon Davis inbound to Danford. Danford three ball on the way. No good. Air ball. Rhodes with the rebound. Her shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Saylor. Back to Rhodes. Rhodes still can't hit. Rhodes falling down. Throws a shot up. No good. Rebound. Chesser. Chesser two shots. No good. And Millie Scrizone finally clears the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hughes. Hughes. Then back to Hottishell. She'll reset. Scrizone to the near side. Now to Watson. Rogers comes to the corner, but Watson goes the opposite side to Hottishell. Hottishell. Now to Rogers. Three on the way. No good. Rebound tip to Millie. And picked up by Watson. Watson to Hughes. Nice head fake by Hughes. Goes to the rack. No good. Got to stay with it. Nice job by Emily Hughes there to stay with it until the whistle. And it's just down to a two-point lead now for Oregon Davis, 46-44. Johnson to Rhodes. Rhodes top of the key. Rhodes, pull-up jumper. Good. Her first free throw of the night, her first field goal of the night, comes at the six-and-a-half-minute mark of the contest. Gordon Sloan down low. Hughes, head fakes. Hughes to the hole. Blocking foul, and Hughes will go to the line to shoot two.
She has eight, and she's really played aggressive here in the second half.
6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter, 48-44. Oregon Davis on the top.
I can't say enough about Callie Watson's defense tonight on Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's been something to watch.
Hughes, first free throw, no good. Watson's going to get a breather. And Burkett will come in. Jackson in for Scrizone. Lexi Thomas getting ready to check in for Hughes as she makes the free throw. Also, Hudspeth will come back in. Free throw short, so the subs will have to wait. Rhodes brings it across the timeline for the Davis Bobcats. To the near side to Johnson. Down low to Saylor. Saylor travels, throws up a no shot, no good. Rebound, Jackson. Kennedy Jackson looks to run. Now she'll slow it up and wait on her offense. She'll give it off to Hottishell, top of the key. Now to Rogers. Rogers. Right in front of the Zebra bench. We'll come back to Hottishell. Hottishell, head fake. Go to the hole. Good.
She's
nice little
10-foot
lob tonight in there. And it's 48-46. Hottishell against Jones. Burkett tips it in the backcourt. Rhodes has to go get it. Rhodes, ooh, throws an elbow, no call. You can't tell me there's not a five-second count there. Coach Shinney's not happy, and unfortunately he's got every right because she dribbled around there for like 10 seconds, threw the elbow, and then Burkett picks up the foul.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to explain it, but, I mean, she pushed off right there. And, I mean, Rhodes has probably not seen anything like that this year. I mean,
yeah.
She's – if it's not Candy, it's Callie just harassing her tonight.
Lexi Thomas in for Hughes. Hudspeth in for Saylor. 5:35 to go. It's a three-point contest now. Oregon Davis on top, 49-46 on the Inyart's True Value scoreboard. Free throw. Good for Rhodes. Four-point contest, 50-46. Hottishell crosses the timeline, leaves it for Jackson. Jackson between the rings to Burkett. Left wing. Burkett around the Thomas screen. Over the top to Jackson. Jackson's shot up no good, but Jackson's going to go to the line and shoot two as a foul coming on Hudspeth for Oregon Davis. That's her third, team fourth, and Jackson to the line to shoot two, trying to cut into this four-point lead.
Great pass by Cammie down to the post right there.
Jackson's first free throw, no good.
Free throws are going to be important right now.
I think we said that Saturday night. That one rings in and out, no good. Hesketh with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball for the Cats. Johnson. And it's tipped by Burkett, stolen by Hodeshell. Outlet pass to Jackson. Kennedy Jackson, layup. It's 54. And then Emma Hodeshell tips that one from behind and knocks it out of bounds. Great effort tonight by the Lady Zebras on defense.
The three guards, Callie Watson, Emma Hodeshell, and Cammie Burkett have just been lights out on the guards. Just Hughes. All over the place.
Hughes back in for Thomas. Rhodes to the hole, and they're going to call a foul. Basket's good for Rhodes.
The basket was good by Mercedes Rhodes, and the foul is on number one, Cameron Burkett, for first, team six.
And she'll go to the line after the two-point is good. She'll go to the line to shoot one. Big 4:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-48. Free throw good by Rhodes.
Seven. She's got all seven of their points here in the fourth quarter.
Hodeshell with the basketball against Johnson. Hodeshell comes to Hughes. Now to Burkett. Burkett with the basketball. Burkett, top of the key. Goes right side to Hughes. Down low at the block. Her shot up and good. Good shot by Emily Hughes. She's got two more, and it's 53-50. Burkett in the backcourt against Rhodes. And down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth turnaround jumper is good, and a foul against Jackson, and she'll go to the line to shoot one. Will Hudspeth.
Cannot let her get that ball that easy. Somebody's got to, the backside help's got to help right there.
They did call that on Hughes. Emily Hughes picks up her third. Burkett out, Watson back in. And the free throw good for Hudspeth. He completes the three-point play, and all of a sudden it's a six-point Oregon Davis lead with 4:20 to go. In the corner to Rogers. Rogers back up top to Hodeshell. Now to right side to Watson, and over the top of Watson and out of bounds. Turnover on the Zebras. 4:10 to go. Six-point Oregon Davis lead on the Innerts True Value scoreboard, 56-50. Johnson with the basketball. Over the top to Rhodes. Rhodes with it. Goes to the left side. Goes down to the block. Up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Back up and good.
She's starting to take control.
Rogers with the basketball. Hodeshell. Three ball. Banks it in. Oh, two. He's saying a foot was on the line, so it's only a two-pointer. 58-52.
12 for Emma tonight.
Rhodes against Watson, and just really is taking over, like you said, and up off the glass, and she's got two more, and it's 60-52.
Watson's tired.
Stolen by Hudspeth. Hudspeth to the hole. Up and no good. Hughes with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Watson. Watson.
Nice.
To Jackson. Layup. Hudspeth now off to Rhodes. Rhodes now will slow it back down and set the offense with under three to go here in the contest. 60-52. Oregon Davis on top of the Zebras by eight. Watson against Rhodes. Down low now to Hudspeth. Hudspeth turnaround jumper up and good. And Coach Jennings wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. On the Innerts True Value scoreboard, the Bobcats have built a 10-point lead, 62-52. 2:41 to go here in the contest. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's,
Aunt Helens, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that goes through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School after the zebra timeout, the Oregon Davis Bobcats have built a 10-point lead, 62-52, due to a couple back-to-back three-point plays as they really have started getting aggressive down low.
Yeah, I mean, just Hudspeth and Rhodes are dominating right now. Both of them 16 points. Rhodes has 11 in the fourth quarter.
Zebras with the basketball. Near side now to Rogers. Out to Hodeshell. In the corner to Rogers. Thinks about a three. Back to Hodeshell. Penetrates. Kicks it down low. Right block. Up off the glass. No good. Hughes with the rebound. Good. Nice move by Kennedy Jackson. Just a little too hard, but Hughes was there to clean it up. She's got two more. And it's 62-54. Rhodes kicks it down low to Chesser. Chesser's layup up. No good. Jackson with the rebound. Jackson will hold up and give it off to Hodeshell. Hodeshell now with 2 minutes to go here in the contest. Rogers down low. Kicks it to Hughes. Hughes at the block. Cross-court pass to Jackson and stolen by Danford.
Right idea. Just couldn't hold on to it.
Rhodes to the hole. Up no good. Ball's loose and still fought for. It'll be last touch by the Zebras. And now Lexi Thomas will come back in with a minute 36 to go. Zebras down 62-54. Jackson out as Thomas in.
Jackson has 4 points, but she's been great on the rebounding.
They inbound to Hudspeth. Up good. Way too easy.
Yep, she has 18.
Minute and a half to go here in the contest. 64-54. Burkett, she'll fire the three ball. Off the mark, no good. Rhodes with the rebound. Rhodes, then against Burkett. Crosses the timeline. And Burkett will foul Rhodes.
And she's done for the night.
And she will go to the line for one. And the bonus as Burkett's out and Watson in. And Rhodes to the line for one and the bonus.
Just got away from us in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Three-pointers. You know, they had five of them there that just killed us, got them back in the game, got them a little lead, and then Rhodes has taken over.
Rhodes free throw miss. Lexi Thomas with another rebound. And it's quickly ahead to Hughes. Hughes at the block, the baby hook, up off the glass, good. 64-56.
14 for Emily tonight.
Watson against Rhodes. Rhodes with the basketball. Rhodes down low to Hudspeth. Hudspeth crossed it. Chesser, her shot up and good. Back to 10, 66-56. Hodeshell will fire a three ball. Off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for. Chesser comes away with it, gives it off to Rhodes. Rhodes with 35 seconds. Rhodes against Watson. And Watson will foul Rhodes as she will now go to the line to 4-1 and the bonus. Again, 66-56 on the In Your True Value scoreboard. 27.8 seconds remain here in the contest.
Callie just ran out of gas, but I mean, to tell you, she's played great defense all night and only has two fouls. That's saying something.
Free throw good by Rhodes. 67-56. Rhodes with another one. That was off the mark. Lexi Thomas with another rebound. Quickly ahead to Rogers. Rogers. Pass intended for Hughes. Intercepted by Hudspeth. And Rhodes will bring it across the timeline. Rhodes will hang on to it as Watson will put a little pressure on with 8 seconds. And that will do it. They're going to pull away tonight on the Oregon Davis Bobcats with a final of 67-56 over your Rochester Zebras. But we'll talk great things there happen here tonight for the Lady Zebras. Defensively especially, I think they grew a lot, and we'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. Again, the final, 67-56 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. We'll be back with the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. The final, 67-56, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies. Paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project. All under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's Family Medicine and Women's Health Physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Coffin, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School. They'll get in the final tonight, 67-56 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Time now for the post-game show. Being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and a future legal needs. And, Coach, before we get to really some individual, unfortunately individual plays here late that really uncharacteristic of the Lady Zebras, you've got to give a hats off to Callie Watson coming in and Cammy Burkett. Cammy Burkett started out on Rhodes and really did a great job until she got in foul trouble, but then Callie Watson came in and stepped up, and really you couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, both of them extremely good on-ball defenders. And you can't say enough about what they did tonight, what they did with Lily Frazier, really, even first game of the season over at North Judson. And we're going to do this a lot. But what we got to have step up is those other defenders behind. Got to learn how to talk, how to communicate, how to find, little shooters and still help out. And I think our diamond people got a little frustrated when somebody in their area shot and scored. Because at halftime, they were saying, well, my girl over here is making shots. They made like three field goals in the first half is what I tried to tell them. But, they're going to make shots. We're not going to hold anybody scoreless out here. So, we knew this was going to be a high-scoring game, but we kind of let some of our frustrations get to us. And late third quarter and into the fourth, we just fell apart because we got a little frustrated with what I thought we were playing pretty good defense.
When you talk Mercedes Rhodes, you wanted to hold her down, and you really did defensively. You held her down point-wise, but a good player will do what she did. She found ways to get her teammates the ball, and she really fed Hudspeth there for a while, and then she got into where she was feeding Danford in that third quarter in the open corner in the threes.
Yeah. They did what they had to do to win the game. They had girls step up and make shots, and that's what we were daring them to do, have somebody else other than Rhodes and Hudspeth to step up and make shots. And They went through a stretch there in the third quarter where we had a good lead, and they made shots, and it just continued on in. And we just didn't adjust. We tried going to a little bit of zone, tried playing a little bit of man, and I think our legs wore out.
Outscored you 24-14 in the third quarter, and that was really where the dagger kind of took, and then they could coast in that fourth quarter with a lead.
And I think our 14 came real early in that third quarter because we extended our lead real quick, and then the offense broke down, and we start standing, and we didn't take advantage of what we needed to. We thought we could run Caitlin baseline, come off of our ball screen to the middle of the floor and kick back to Caitlin, and it was there all day. But we just refused to look back over our shoulder and run the offense the proper way at times, and we didn't take advantage of all the opportunities that we needed to do.
Now you had a tough game tonight, really up and down the court, kind of a physical game, physical battle. You have one day to get ready for the Jennings Bowl.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be the rest of this week. You know, one practice and then a game. So, you know, we kind of struggled. We had other adjustments that we tried to make tonight, last night in practice, but, you know, the girls really just didn't catch on with it. So we're going to have to stick to what we're doing right now because we just don't adjust very well. So when they are not comfortable in something, they really let it go to the, instead of trying to fight through it and figure it out, we just let it frustrate us and get the best of us.
Argus Dragons on a Thursday night at Argus, another road trip. What do you know about the Dragons? I know we talked last Saturday that they had just finally going to have their first home game on Saturday, and so this will be home game number two for them.
Yeah, they've had an extremely tough schedule so far. They played a good casting team right out of the bat. A very good Bethany Christian team that they lost, I think, maybe by one point. They played Valley. They played North Judson. They played a very good Morgan Township team.
Yeah.
So they have had a really tough schedule going on early, and that group's hungry for a win. And now they've had 3 or 4 days here of practice time outside of games to get ready for the Zebras. So we're in for a dogfight, and the Lady Zebras are going to find out a lot about themselves this week. You know, we got to travel again to a very good Argus team that the record may not show it right now. And then we got to come back with a major conference game on Saturday with Wabash.
Coach, we'll let you get to the kids and talk to them and get home. Wish you the best of luck on Thursday, and we'll talk to you before that game.
Thank you.
Ryan Jennings of the Rochester Zebras. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. And when we come back, Justin will have the final stats for you. Rochester loses a tough one, 67-56, Giant FM.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester. Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Oregon Davis High School, again, the final tonight. The Oregon Davis Bobcats defeat the Rochester Zebras 67-56 on the Inyerts True Value scoreboard. Again, we are in the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. And, Justin, you've got the final numbers.
Yep, for Oregon Davis tonight, 16 two-point field goals, 6 three-point field goals. They were 17 of 20 from the free throw line for their 67 points. They were led tonight by Hudspeth with 18, Rhodes with 17. She had 3 in the first half and 14 in the second half, 12 of those 14 in the fourth quarter. Chester had 12, Johnson with 10, Danford with 6, and Sailor with 4 for their scoring.
for the Lady Zebras tonight. They had 24 two-point field goals, 2 3-point field goals. We were 2 of 9 from the free throw line for our 56. Emily Hughes led us tonight with 14. Emma Hadashell with 12. Lexi Thomas with 11. Kaylin Rogers with 7. 4 apiece for Kennedy Jackson and Millie Scorzone, and then 2 apiece for Callie Watson and Sid Hawes. So when you look at my scorebook, it was 22-28 at halftime. We scored 28 in the second half. They scored 45. And the third quarter, they went off from 3, and then after that, it was really the Rhodes-Hudspeth fourth quarter there to finish it out. I think Callie got tired, and Rhodes was patient, took her time, and finally made an impact there in the fourth quarter.
Again, the final, 67-56, Oregon-Davis defeats the Zebras here at Oregon Davis High School. That's going to do it from Oregon Davis. Our next broadcast will be Thursday night as the Lady Zebras are back in action at Argus High School in non-conference basketball action. I hope you can join us. We'll be on the air about 7:10, as that is a 7:30 tip. JV will kick off at 6 o'clock on a Thursday night. Then on Saturday, we travel to Logansport with the guys as they take on the Logansport Berries in the Berry Bowl. So I hope you'll join us for that one as well. That's going to do it for Oregon Davis. Again, the final score tonight on the Inyurts True Value Scoreboard, 67-56. Bobcats win it here at Oregon Davis. Justin, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again on Thursday. Have a great evening. See you.
Bye.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service,